This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The Pentagon has released footage of this week's incident involving a Russian fighter jet intercepting a U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military had accused Russia of an aggressive and unsafe intercept that led to the U.S. having to ditch the drone in the water.
You've heard about the dumping of the fuel and everything else. We have video evidence of all that.
And the 42-second video that's now been released shows a Russian jet dumping fuel as it passes the drone in apparent attempt to blind the Reaper's optical instruments and push it out of the area. The military says another approach shows a jet hitting the drone's propeller, though Russia denies any physical contact. The incident brought the two nations closest to direct confrontation since the Ukraine invasion began a year ago, and it led Milley and Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin to talk with their Russian counterparts for the first time since October. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has demanded that TikTok's Chinese owners divest their stakes in the popular video app or face a possible ban in the United States. Japan and South Korea work to smooth out areas of concern as key talks proceed. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The two Northeast Asian nations have agreed to resume regular visits between their leaders and have taken steps to resolve a trade dispute as a highly anticipated summit begins, a sign the two countries are rebuilding their nation's security and economic ties as they try to overcome a century of difficult history. The summit could revive the region's diplomatic map, with both leaders stressing the importance of improved ties hours after a North Korean missile launch and encounters between Japanese and Chinese vessels earlier had showed what's at stake for the two countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced additional support of $331 million for drought-affected people in Ethiopia during his visit to that country. VOA's Maya Missaker reports.
Blinken also made an announcement for $331 million in humanitarian support in Ethiopia. The U.S. is Ethiopia's biggest single country provider of humanitarian assistance, with over $3 billion worth of humanitarian assistance provided over the last 2 years of conflict. Blinken's visit to Ethiopia included talks with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on implementation of the peace deal. The two also discussed issues of accountability for atrocities perpetrated by all parties during the conflict and the need for transitional justice, according to a statement by spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State. Maya Misikar for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Demonstrators in Israel have kicked off a third day of disruption to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the nation's judiciary. The government says the plan will correct an imbalance between the judicial and executive branches that they say has given the courts too much sway in how Israel is governed. Critics say the overhaul upends the country's system of checks and balances and gives the prime minister and the government too much power and strips it of judicial oversight. Swiss-based Credit Suisse Bank announced Thursday that it will borrow up to $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. Credit Suisse said the loan will boost its liquidity after a slump in its shares intensified fears about a global financial crisis. Trading on global markets have been volatile this week as investors worried about a run on global bank deposits following the collapse of two prominent U.S. banks last week. A general strike in Greece called in response to a rail disaster last month has grounded flights and extensively disrupted services, with protests in cities across Greece planned later on Thursday. The strike also kept ferries to the Greek islands at port, left public hospitals running with emergency staff, halted public transport services, and led to class cancellations at state-run schools. One taxi driver said, "People are angry, but they also don't know what to do." He says they suddenly can't change all the politicians. Unions have rallied behind railway workers' associations who have staged rolling walkouts since the head-on train collision in northern Greece February 28th that left 57 people dead and dozens injured. British healthcare workers and the government have reached an agreement on a pay deal that I newspaper reported on Thursday, a breakthrough following months of strikes in the state-run National Health Service. The newspaper reported that the agreement will bring an end to months of strikes among nurses and ambulance workers. Diane Roberts, VOA News.